Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Sure, it's 20110.
You said that was 20110?
Yes, ma'am.
First, last name, money account?
West, first name's April. So I had originally put a dispute in with the bank of the gift card that I have, and they ended up sending the money back to you because I'm saying that I'm being charged by this incredible body work something or another, and you guys are showing it as something different. But, I mean, I have the proof on my credit card that says where who's charging me for whatever, and I didn't sign up for any company like that. And the ad was actually, hey, we have all these extra pallets. We're just giving them away. We won't charge your credit card. You know, they said that over and over and over. And there was nothing about a contest. And there was nothing about me sitting in $8 a month for a pallet to try and win something. I'm like, that's crazy. Who would do that? So I'm trying to work with you to get the money back. I have reached back out to the bank. If I need to go that way, I will. But, I mean, if I have proof that you're charging me through a different company than what you're saying you are, it shouldn't be a problem. And I didn't receive anything. I haven't received any gift cards. I haven't received the pallet. I didn't receive anything.
Okay, what's the first six and last four of the card that was charged?
Sure, hold on a second. 4358. I'm sorry, you wanted the first six numbers?
First six and the last four.
Okay, 4358-80. Zero. I think that's six. And the last four is 7611. I'm trying to find the ad now on Facebook. I don't know if I'll be able to find it. But...
Okay, verify your shipping address for security of the account.
Sure, it's 9101 New Britain Circle, Manassas, Virginia, 20110. Sorry, my throat's getting dry. Give me just a second. Here we go. Where are you located? I heard a chicken in the background. Are you in the islands? I'm going to be very jealous.
No, ma'am. I'm in office. Give me one moment.
You sound like a chicken. I guess I was wrong.
Give me one moment, it's still loading.
I figured for sure you was in the Caribbean somewhere. No worries, I'm still looking for the ad.
Okay, I've located your account for the sweepstakes entry to win the KitchenAid mixer. Looks like your account has...
So it wasn't even a KitchenAid mixer. It was a... that's the first I've heard about that. That's why I'm laughing. No, it was an ad on Facebook Marketplace that said... We have all these, it was late at night and I shouldn't have fell for the scam, but it said, we have all these extra pallets of kitchen appliances. We're just giving them away because we need to clear our warehouse for new inventory. They said, we need your credit card just to be able to send you your pallet, but we're not going to charge your card. And kept saying that over and over and over. And that was it. And I said, all right, well, they're not going to charge it. And I put it in. And then I looked at my thing and they charged me. And I'm being charged by a company called... I can tell you I had it open. It's Incredible Skinny Body WO, I guess Body Works. On 10/16/22 for $7.95.
Okay. Looks like the account has already been canceled and looks like that charge has been placed in chargeback. So you'd have to call your financial institution.
Yeah, the lady before you said that the bank sent it back to you, though.
No, ma'am. Well, it was never taken from the charge was never taken. You filed a dispute with your bank, and the dispute was lost against this company, so the charge was charged back to your card.
Okay. And then they sent me a new gift card, but minus the $7.95. And I received a letter from them saying that Okay, I'm very confused. All right, I'll tell you what, I will try reaching out to them today when they open and talk to them about it and then see what happens. I might have to call you back. But thank you for your
Okay,
time. So
you're
I
welcome.
just want to write to them and say that the money was supposed to be put back on my card according to who are you guys anyway?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies.
Okay, so if I say I talk to, who do I say I talk to? Like a company name or
You talk to the merchant.
the merchant. Okay. That works. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling
And if you
customer
could just put
support.
a note in my file that says everything that I talked about with you, just to update it, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to tell them that there was a charge back and the money went back on my card.
Well, no, ma'am. The chargebacks means that they charged your card again for this charge.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. I don't know why I keep getting, why I'm getting a charge at all, because I didn't purchase anything. You owe me $7.95 back. I didn't purchase anything from a company called Incredible Skinny Body WO, which is the retailer name.
Yeah, so
Did I
with
lose
the
you?
no, with the chargeback being on the account, you would have to contact your bank. It's nothing we can do.
I don't understand. You said that. What does a chargeback mean?
Chargeback means you filed a dispute with your bank and the dispute was lost. So the money was charged back to
Oh, in
you.
other words, you're thinking I didn't win the dispute. Right,
Correct.
because of the fact that I put down that I was being charged by Incredible Skinny Body Company, and you guys put down something totally different. That's the issue. I mean, I have the proof here. I can send you the proof of what who is supposedly charging me for this.
Well, yes, I understand what you're seeing, ma'am, but the name that you're giving me is not an actual company. That's just the name of the billing company, not the company that actually you purchased this with.
Okay. So you're telling me I can't get that $7.95 back?
No, ma'am. You'd have to contact
You
your
guys just
bank.
totally signed me up for something that I didn't approve of. Is that correct?
You would have to contact your bank.
Okay, I can contact the bank. How about I contact the real retailer as well? Can you tell me who that is?
The retailer for
The person who actually charged me, since I don't
this
have the
is the
correct company
company
on there.
that charged you, ma'am.
Okay, so I am speaking to the company that charged me money for a
Correct.
product I didn't receive. So I'm telling you, so who cares if my bank got involved or not? I don't care about them anymore. This is between me and you now. I'm telling you, I did not receive anything from you guys for you to charge me that money.
Correct. There wasn't anything shipped out because it was a sweepstakes entry.
And that lady just told me I should have got a gift card,
No,
which I didn't
ma'am.
get.
There wasn't
She said
any
it would
gift
arrive by
card
email.
sent. The charge that you were supposed to have been charged for the discount shopping store membership was declined, so there wasn't any vouchers sent. You only were charged a $7.95 for the sweepstakes entry.
And when's the sweepstakes?
The sweepstakes was on October 16th.
And did I win? I guess not, huh?
Oh, I don't know, ma'am. You would have gotten an email with it if you won or not.
Shouldn't there be an email telling everybody who won?
No.
Okay, but if there's a sweepstakes contest, there needs to be rules to it. Where can I find the rules for it? It's illegal not to have them, so I'd like to look at them.
It should be wherever you entered in on the website, ma'am.
That's the problem. I entered on fit through Facebook Marketplace. I don't have that information. And I can't get it from your billing because I'm being billed from a different company. So I need that information from you. You're the only way I can get it.
Well, I have. We don't have that information, ma'am.
Why? You're the one taking the money. If you're the one taking
we
the money, then you need
to... We only handle the accounts here, not the sweepstakes.
Okay, so... Right, so that's what I'm saying. I need the number for the sweepstakes people. I need to know who that company is and a phone number for them so I can call them and tell them that they illegally charged me $7.95 for a sweepstakes I didn't sign up for. I mean, if you're not willing to give me the money back, and I understand why you're not, then I need to be able to talk to the company who's actually getting the money and charging me, right?
Well,
you keep saying
this
you're charging
is
me.
The company, ma'am, and we can't issue you a refund.
Okay, but if you are charging me, then you need to tell me what the rules of the sweepstakes was, because I did not get anything about a sweepstakes or any rules. So I'm saying to you, you ran a sweepstakes, and you charged me $7.95. If you're saying you didn't run the sweepstakes, then you're just randomly charging me $7.95 for no reason, because it should be the other company that ran the sweepstakes that's charging me the $7.95. If you're managing it by a third party, that's fine, but I still need the information for the sweepstakes runner. Does that make sense?
One moment. Still here, one moment.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
Okay, ma'am. So you took the survey. After the survey, they offered you a chance to win the Kitchen 8 mixer.
No, they didn't. That's the problem. What
okay.
I did was I signed up for
the site is going to be
delivered.
The name of
if
the
it,
site.
Thought, okay.
Is selectedpremierdiscount.com.
Selected Premier
Discount.com.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to look that up while you're on the phone. Give me one second. Because like I said, it was an ad through Facebook, and all it was just we have extra pallets and we're need to get rid of
you
them.
You don't
so.
Have to explain, ma'am. Is there anything
okay.
else I can help you with?
No, I'd like you to stay on the phone for a second just so I can make sure this website goes through. So give me just a second. S-E-L-E-C. Selected. And that's P-R-E-M.
I-E-R.
Okay.
Discount.com.
Yeah, this is totally not All they have is electronics and, oh no, they have other stuff down through here, I guess. I've never seen this website before, so I definitely did not do it through them, but I will give them a call and see what's going on. Otherwise, I may end up, just please put a note in there about who is charging me on my end, what it says on my thing, because I might have to call you guys back if they claim that they didn't do it.
Okay. Well, you don't have to call us back, ma'am. Like I said, there's nothing we can do. Only thing we can tell you is to call your bank.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.